In this bulletin, the Prime Minister defends the hefty sum paid to a celebrity tradesman. More airport security measures to be rolled out. And in football, Socceroos legend could be going back to a familiar place. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Prime Minister is making no apologies for the high pay of a celebrity tradesman for promoting a government program. A Senate committee was told yesterday that Scott Cam, the host of television show The Block, is being paid $345,000 of taxpayers' funds for 15 months of work as an ambassador for the government's efforts to get more young people to take up a trade. His appointment was announced by Employment Minister Michaelia Cash in October as part of a program worth more than $500 million to help train highly skilled and qualified workers. But how much he was being paid has only just been revealed. Mr. Morrison says Mr. Cam is precisely the sort of person to get the government's message about taking up a trade across.
This is a challenge, and so we're going to enlist every single opportunity, every single resource we can to get that message across. And Scotty Cam is a successful tradie, and he can make that message very clear. Now, he made no secret about the fact that he wasn't doing it as a volunteer, and he has done this work for previous Labor governments as well. He's a high-profile person involved in the media industry, and you have to meet the market.
The federal government has announced new airport security squads, first to be rolled out in Brisbane and Canberra over the Christmas period. They will be armed with assault rifles accompanied by bomb detection dogs. They will be trained to assess hostile threats and behaviour. There'll be 135 officers in total, and over the next 18 months, the squads will be rolled out to 7 more airports. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says festive period travellers should be reassured by the new security squads.
We know that for whatever reason, terrorists will always look at airports as a target point, and I want to say to all those that are travelling this Christmas through our airports, to be reassured by the presence of these officers.
Overseas briefly, and the United States House of Representatives Judiciary Panel has been instructed to draft articles of impeachment against US President Donald Trump. A vote on impeachment might be held by Christmas. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the recent hearings show Mr. Trump has breached the US Constitution and his actions towards Ukraine.
In America, no one is above the law. The facts are uncontested. The president abused his power for his own personal political benefit at the expense of our national security by withholding military aid and crucial Oval Office meeting in exchange for an announcement of an investigation into his political rival.
The latest figures show Australians have eagerly taken to the United States shopping traditions of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. The Commonwealth Bank's credit card data shows in the period between Black Friday, which was Friday of last week, and Cyber Monday, which was last Monday, online spending was higher than in-store spending. In that time, online spending was up 238% for department stores and electronic goods, as opposed to the average November daily spend. Clothing sales were 146% higher on the same benchmark, whilst home furnishing and equipment sales were up 116%. In football, former Socceroo Tim Cahill is being linked with a return to one of his old clubs. English Premier League club Everton have become the latest team to sack their coach, with Marco Silva after a 5-2 defeat to local rivals Liverpool yesterday that leaves them in danger of being relegated from the league as they are placed in the bottom three teams in the league. Former coach David Moyes is being touted as the front runner to replace Silva. Cahill played under Moyes when he was previously Everton coach, and both The Guardian and the Liverpool Echo newspapers are linking Cahill with a return to the team. The weather for the rest of today: very hot in Perth, an afternoon cool change 41 degrees in Adelaide, partly cloudy and 23, cloudy and 21 for Melbourne, a shower or two for Hobart, 16, sunny in Canberra, 27, much the same for Wollongong, Sydney, smoke haze and 29, much the same for Newcastle, 31, in Brisbane, hot with smoke haze and 36, partly cloudy in Cairns and 33, mostly sunny in Darwin, a top of 36 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.